today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. This is a new episode of today's special, and thank you for choosing this program to listen to. A tribute to the martyr of resistance, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Today is Sunday, 22nd of Zilqa'dah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 20th of Ordibehesht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 10th of May, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the ritual of this program, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. For today, let's listen verse 5 of chapter Al-Fat. And learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ليدخل المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ويكفر عنهم سيئاتهم وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
And that he may admit the believing men and the believing women to gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide therein eternally, and remove from them their misdeeds. And ever is that, in the sight of Allah, a great attainment.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A number of Quranic exegetes narrate that upon the revelation of the opening verses of the chapter regarding the glad tidings to the noble prophet as to manifest triumph, completion of favors and succor, some Muslims said unto the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, good for you, since you have been promised so many divine bounties. What will be granted to us? Thus the first verse was revealed, bearing glad tidings to believers that they would be granted great rewards. These verses also treat of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah and its diverse reflections in people's thought and its fruitful consequences, specifying the fate of each group in the crucible of such ordeals.
The voices you can't defeat from ancient lands where empires grew, a time of strength you never knew. From Cyrus' dream to scholar's light, we build our world with mind, not might. You draw your lines, you play your game, but we remain, we stay the same. We don't need a hand to guide, we don't need a throne supplied.
Let's go the core of our discussion, and that was about martyr leader. During the leadership of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei in Iran, the system moved from the stage of establishment to the stage of consolidation, and major infrastructures for playing a global role after the end of the imposed war of Iraq against Iran on one hand and the collapse of the former Soviet Union on the other, conditions evolved toward a U.S.-centered unipolar order, and the Americans, from a totalizing perspective, sought to control power in West Asia. Iran in this period and in response to all American designs created its own design, and in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon and beyond attempted to halt or obstruct the American project. Iran gradually transformed from an inward-looking regional actor preoccupied with its internal conditions into a trans-regional actor and the role of the commander of the Quds Force. General Soleimani must be considered highly influential in this regard. Martyr Khamenei, across all three axes and components of power, transformed Iran from a passive actor in previous orders into an active one.
You know, this is the integrity of a person. Many people are like that. When they are born poor and they get chances of becoming wealthy or what, because of the complexes that they carry with themselves, they just don't see any limits in front of themselves. But Sayyid Ali Khamenei was not like that. He did not have any complex. He was not seeking wealth. If he were after wealth, he could have, and his family members, his children. So it shows that he was not after this. A lot of accusations against him, they're false, and people get to know more about the falsehood of those accusations even more day by day. But I'm talking about a person who, after getting and receiving a good education in Islamic, he said himself that at elementary school, he liked geography and math more than any other subject. Now, that can tell you about the personality that he had. I used to tell my friends that our leader, he has a cold mind and a warm heart.
Yeah, Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis actually said that, I remember.
Really?
In the heart ship of times, somehow what we need is a warm heart and a cool sort of head, not the other way around.
Yeah, so I think this is a prevalent metaphor, and many people can apply it to Sayyid Ali Khamenei. May Allah be pleased with his soul. So He was like that. He had a very calculative mind. Mm. Even when he spoke, with every word that you see the ramification, you see the effects of what I'm talking about, because the immense effect that he had on global geopolitics and also other aspects. So, and also he had a very warm heart. What does it mean? It means that he believed in what he was doing.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
You are listening to today's special and resistance in the life and thought of Ayatollah Khamenei. In the uniform of a soldier driven by a spirit of resistance, Ayatollah Khamenei also served as a volunteer military figure in defense of Iran's territorial integrity. Within hours of Iraq's invasion, he drafted the first public statement and broadcast it via radio. On the second day of the war, he attended a high-level military meeting. When it was decided that someone should go to the front lines, he was the first to volunteer. On October 5, 1980, with Imam Khomeini's permission, He entered the battlefield in military attire. He played a key role in organizing forces, pushing back Iraqi troops, and breaking the siege. He also contributed to operations in the Western Front and participated in planning and logistical support. Much of his time was spent guiding the irregular welfare headquarters formed alongside martyr Mustafa Chamran, including the creation of anti-tank units.
Wolves lie in wait, storms are ahead. The haze and shadows crawl and spread. I look up at the sky, that's all I need. Rabbi is with me, he will lead.
A glimpse of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei's memories of the martyred leader. Here on today's special. Perhaps the most significant factor was the well-known episode of the late Ayatollah's blindness, which led Imam Khamenei to leave his studies in Qom and return to Mashhad to help his father. This must certainly have had a profound effect on the emotional bond between them. In the early 1960s, my grandfather developed cataracts and glaucoma that posed real danger and necessitated someone to remain constantly by his side to assist, care for, and manage his needs. My uncle Muhammad had just been married. My aunt was still a teenager. The young ones were also too young. Naturally, the first person who could assume that responsibility was my father. However, at that time, he was in Qom and was doing very well academically.
The other night, I was reading in one of the platforms, some lady in Europe or Canada, I don't know, she wrote that, I don't know, whatever he believed in, he earned it, okay? Even a person, an outsider, can see that he was sincere and he fought for his life for this, for his whole life. So we are talking about the person who received good education, and as I said, he liked geography, as every like genius leader could be like that, and also math. And then he also said that I loved the religious training and religious teachings as well. From early age, he used to have the turban and the cleric outfit, and he said he loved it from the beginning. He had his aspiration, he has this dream to become a cleric, to become a religious leader from early age. And the thing is, he was multidimensional from young age. Like from early on, he started reading, mass reading of different things, especially novels. Exactly. And I used to tell this to my friends that I think this is the only Shi'i Marja that we have who has read this many novels.
And I'm into novels,
yeah.
Basically. One of the reasons that I read books, a lot of books, especially classics, with Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
Yeah. And he inspired a generation of religious people, you know, because religious people would somehow distance themselves. But Sayyid Ali Khamenei proved that no, you can have your identity and then you can be open to different ideas.
And he has read all these classics.
Yeah.
Whenever he attends these, you know, book exhibition, he start talking to this, you know, publisher, yeah, or the people who are in charge of, you know, editing books, and he give them specific details,
yeah,
about the books, about, for example, what, you know,
the translation. The versions, the prints, yeah.
Get into the details that even normal, yeah, reader, they don't.
Something
have
that we call in Farsi book kitab buzz. Somebody who plays with the book.
Bookworm.
Yeah, bookworm. Now I want to say it's even more than bookworm,
yes,
because bookworm only read books, yeah, but he was like knowing everything about the publication industry and those translators.
We say goodbye to all of you, dear brother and sister, dear listener of today's special. Inshallah, we have another new episode, so follow us on IRIB English Radio. Follow today's special. Thank you. Fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي